The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s.
In 1967, 75,000 hippies wearing flowers in their hair descended upon the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
In 1967, there was a legalized cannabis rally in Hyde Park.
Here it comes.
In 1967, homosexual acts between consenting male adults were legalized.
Radio, me amigo, from the LBAP.
Okay.
The two of us, there'll always be for you and me. The two of us, we'll always be together like the cat and the queen. For we're in a dream of our own. We'll go it alone. There's just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling on. The two of us, our love will always stay between the two of us. It doesn't matter if the skies are cloudy and gray. We're happy away from the storm. We're cozy and warm. It's just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling on.
And late in the evening, when the day is done, I'll turn down the lights when all our friends have gone. We wait for the moment when we're on our own. For that's the way it's got to be together alone.
The two of us, we both agree it's gonna be the two of us. When people talk, they smile and say they know it won't last. We're holding on fast to a dream. We don't know what they mean. There's still the two of us, and we will still be traveling on. People talk, they smile and say they know it won't last. We're holding on fast to a dream. We don't know what they mean. There's still the two of us, and we will still be traveling on. We'll say it again. There's just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling.
Is just for two of us, Les Newman.
Yes, there is just there is actually two of us this morning.
And Chris B, Jackie Trent, and Tony Hatch, one of the 55 singles released on the 8th of September 1967. Hello, great mate. We are together again. We'll do it again. Because there's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us.
I'll tell you what, Les, I'm sorry, but there's a letter in the post.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. way, yeah. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. Oh, my baby just wrote me a letter. Oh, my baby just wrote me a letter.
Baby just wrote me a letter. The Box Tops.
What a very long one, was it?
No, it was notorious that it was less than 2 minutes long. On the stateside record label, the Box Tops did end up on Bell Records.
Yeah, when you heard that jet going past, right, and you thought, oh, that's the bridge, they're going to go on and do something else after.
Yeah,
it.
No, and that was the end of it. And also this week, they listed the Mind Benders with a song called Letters, but it turns out to be exactly the same song, The Letter. Let's give that. It is about 3 or 4 seconds longer. Let's see what treatment they give it. Do they have an aeroplane in it?
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby.
Changes of expression to a frown. My friend, must be something there, yes. Shadow of a light, meeting men, and we are here. Mr. Barker, Barker, sing me a song, yes. Instead of counting trees, collecting airplane numbers now. Mr. Barker, glitter, oh, shine my shoes, yes. Fly me to the moon, never before have I seen the like. Mr. Barker, Barker, sing me a song, yes. Instead of counting trees.
Here I'm going back to Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
It's listed as Lights Went Out in Massachusetts on Polydor Records. And before it, the B-side, Barker of the UFO, the Bee Gees. And I remember Kenny Everett, do you remember? He was dressed up as all three of them, I seem to recall. And they were singing Massachusetts, because they've got a Massachusetts, their teeth.
Massachusetts. Robin.
A mass of... chew sex. I tell you what, anything goes, Les. and it did. And this was it. Harper's Bizarre. One of the singles in my box.
And those those nuts you got, and those blues you got, from that news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got, from those little radios.
Suited my tiny mind of the day, that sound effect at the end of it. Anything goes, Harper's Bazaar.
By Cole Porter?
Yes, it was an ancient tune then. Yeah, well, yeah it was. Yeah, yeah. And that, although that's in my singles box, that wasn't the actual single, because that was in stereo, and I know the single wasn't in stereo in 1967, which is what we're playing. Some of the 55 singles that were released on the 8th of September 1967. We're going to play The Birds next. This is from last week. Now, we did play both sides of the single, and I have got the actual single, but being lazy and definitely having no time to research or investigate anything last week, the official file wasn't the correct one. So we've got to be careful sometimes. But we're going to get it absolutely right now, because this is my actual single that I would have brought standing in Camp Kins Records. I'd gone through the door, ting-a-ling would go the door, but having left my RSW-16 leaning against their window outside, it was probably a foggy day.
One of those with the thick wheels.
That's it. White wall tyres. Yeah, to make it go faster.
With a very small frame. The frame was small, but
it was chunky frame. It was a chunky frame.
With a very
frame.
High seat.
Well, it probably was, because the frame was so low down.
Because there was no bar, was there? It's all like virtually.
It wasn't. It was just a real thick, chunky bar. Well, having visited Bicycle Repairman... So I'd walk in on the right hand side, halfway down the shop was the two or three girls at the counter, and then the actual singles that they chucked out cheap, they'd be right opposite them, so they could keep an eye on some tangible product that could quite easily be stolen. So they'd watch you as you thumbed through all the singles, and this was one of the ones I would have brought. So it came out in September. But probably it wasn't in the bargains until at least 3 to 4 months later. Mm-hmm. So this is The Birds and Don't Make Waves from the film of the same name.
If you're looking to get a good thing going for yourself, house and pool and new Rolls Royce and some degree of wealth. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Take a ride out west and find the freedom that you crave. Keep that 9 to 5, don't let them make you a slave. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. The toilets that you dreamed of finally come. They all will break, and you'll go back where you started from. Now the boo is calling you, her days are nice and warm. You can find excitement in any size, shape or form. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves.
As it was playing last week, I did think something was wrong, because I know the single is very short. And it was 1:30, and when last week's lasted 2:30, I thought, I don't think this is the right tune here. So I'm indebted to Paul Barber for pointing it out. Paul, as well as being proofreader for the playlist, which you can find online right here.
www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
He's of such musical knowledge that he can recognise when the track is not the track that it should be. And we thought we were good, didn't we, Les? Yeah. But we've met our match with Paul. So many thanks for pointing that out. And I've just proved that it was the vinyl, and it's gone now. And so was the hum. Alex Harvey, Maybe Someday, was one of the singles released today. I would venture to suggest some early progressive rock there from Alex Harvey. Not with his sensational band. Maybe Someday and Curtains for My Baby on Decca Records, F12660. The next one, 12661, Bill Niles, Passionella Grundy. Couldn't find it, unfortunately. So it's going to have to be the next one, 12662, from Barney J. Barnes and the intro. But first of all, Les Newman, you're very quiet.
Am I?
Yes. What can you tell us about anything that's what we've played so far? Otherwise, you'll have to come to the headmaster's study later.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But, yes, it's a good mix so far. Just reading about Alex Harvey, came from Glasgow, and as I say, he was very much part of the Alex Harvey band. Were later in more in the 70s, weren't they?
They were
part of the glam rock scene of sorts.
I previously heard some sort of slow blues from Alex, but this is pretty good. We played one a few weeks back, which was also interesting. It was more psychedelic, but this one is heading towards prog rock territory, and it's only the 8th of September 1967 when it was released in amongst another 54. So Barney J. Barnes and the intro, and It Must Be Love. I don't think it's that It Must Be Love though. No.
It's not the Lubby Seafree version.
This is Purcell's Caravanners Club mix.
Was it Madness? They did as well,
on the Hammond, yeah, they did, but I don't think they did it like this.
Be the one you care for each minute of the day. I said, look at me, must be love. Try to see, must be love. It's gotta be, must be love. Don't make me wait much longer. Girl, what I'm saying is true. I'm sure about this feeling. Oh, can't you feel it too? I said, listen to me, it must be love. Try to see, it must be love. It's gotta be, it must be love. Love is what I'm seeing, yeah. Can't you see this love is true? Is what I'm feeling here every day that I'm with you. Oh, so for the last time, baby, try to make up your mind. You gotta stop this hurting, treating me so unkind. It must be love, can't you see? It must be love, it's gotta be, it must be love. Look at me, it must be love, try to see. It must be love, it's gotta be, it must be love. Look at me, it must be love, try to see. It must be love, it's gotta be.
I'm a sucker for slowing down of tunes. Normally I try to do it myself, something like this, but I didn't. Well, I did. Les, help me. Who were Barney J. Barnes? Let's turn your mic on.
Right, they were formed as the Trendbender Band around July 66. Peter Wood on Hammond organ, Peter Davis tenor sax, Don Hunter baritone, sax, Glenn Curran bass, and Mike Clark drums. They were very big Northern Soul classics back in the early 70s. They were, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? We come across these bands, and I'm sure there must be Northern Soul fans out there that have known about them for years.
Yeah.
We've never heard of them.
You know? No, and we've got an awful lot more that we won't have heard of in the coming weeks. I'm looking, it's packed out release sheets.
That was their only single on Decca.
They're absolutely packed out release sheets leading up to Christmas time. Goodness knows how many there are each week. 55 this week. So let's listen to Keith. He of, 98.6, his big hit. I don't think this was a hit, on Mercury Records, Sugar Man.
Pretty words she whispers in my ear. Pretty words that sound so soft and clear. And I just fall to pieces when I hear her calling me the name I hold within my heart so dear. Sugar man, my baby calls me. Sugar man, I hear her say, come on and bring your baby sugar. Sugar man, it's time to play. She don't call me dumping on pumpkin pie. No, 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 sweetheart, get my fever up high. When she wants feeling alright, and then she loves me. Oh, she loves me.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Downtown,
How would you feel if your song was ripped off and claimed by Curtis Knight with Jimi Hendrix with a very Dylan-esque Rolling Stone
Downs
tune, actually called How Would You Feel? And on the other side, that's, You Don't Want Me.
That's a word for word of How Does It Feel to be...
Yeah,
the complete unknown, isn't
well,
it?
Well, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Don't they? Yeah. So that was actually on Track Records. I quite expected...
Curtis Knight and Squires, originally.
Yeah, this is clearly an older recording than 1967, and they suddenly realised that Jimi Hendrix was in part of the band. So they repackaged it as Jimi Hendrix and Curtis Knight, and it's on the Track record label, Knight, which was Hendrix's label at the time. I'm quite surprised that, well, mind you, they clearly had bought the right to it, to put it on the same label.
Curtis Knight and the Squires
would have been what the original labels would have said.
Yeah.
These Track record ones just say Curtis Knight and Jimi Hendrix. Well, they did at least put Curtis Knight's name down there first. 604-009 if you are looking for that particular single. And before that, yeah, you really like that. You know, the McCoys, surprisingly. Yeah. Nothing to do with Sloopy anymore.
No,
save was, those magic
words. They
weren't
hanging on, were they?
And before that, Keith and Sugarman Mercury Records.
Keith.
Well, look, we're 3/4 of an hour into today's programme. There's a great instrumental now, and I'm pretty certain someone might correct me. When I listened to the radio, RNI, I think it might have been, Carl, do you remember Carl the Weird Beard Mitchell?
Yes.
And I think, not certain, but I think this was...
Was that Keith, did you say?
Yeah.
Was that the one of 98.6?
It was, 98.6 yes. Keith, yeah. yes. And this, I'm pretty certain this is... Carl the Weird Beard Mitchell's theme tune. I never knew what it was because you can't know everything, can you? But it is, in actual fact, Booker T and the MGs and Slim Jenkins plays, which I'm sure you will be familiar with, Les, because you're being was an older lad than me, 18 months older. And it's almost your birthday, isn't it, Les?
Yes, big one this year. Well, I don't know where it's gone, but mind you, I suppose in some ways... I'm glad that I actually lived around at that time.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, great time.
The Pirates.
I often wished I'd been born a little bit earlier.
I appreciated the Pirates from the early days of Veronica and...
Yeah.
That and in 64.
And I only just caught the tail end of that.
Yeah. Booker I'd had the whole series of it.
Booker T and the MGs, and I love this. Yeah.
Thank you. wept. Your little dog died, and upon my shoulder you cried. The memory of the times I lied, but you came and forgave me. Now I know your heart is weary and sad, but things aren't always gonna be so bad.
Chris Bent.
Music following Booker T and the MGs and Slim Jenkins' place on Stax Records. It was Don and the Good Times, Happy and Me on Columbia, and then Claudine Longet, French American lady. Good Day Sunshine. Tell us, Les, Andy Williams, what's the story?
Yeah, well, interesting enough, She had quite a checkered career in terms of people she knew. I mean, she knew the Kennedy clan. She was French American, and she spent time with them. With Andy Williams, of course, she married. prior to Andy Williams, she had a relationship with the Vladimir, somebody, I don't know what his name was. Yeah, who?
And she killed him.
Killed him, apparently. Yes, she was arrested and charged with fatally shooting her boyfriend, Vladimir Sabich, in Aspen, Colorado. At her trial, she said the gun discharged accidentally, as they all do, yes, don't they? Yes. You know. But anyway, there we go. Yeah. So yeah, she was arrested, and did she spend?
She must have spent some time. At least
she was
on
convicted of negligent homicide. Actually, she was asked to pay a small fine and spent 30 days in jail.
Oh, well, that's one way of doing it. I guess you could say, and this is corny, I guess you could say she was an evil woman, Les. Because, funnily enough, the song that for me was popularised by Spooky Tooth as a sort of a 9-10 minute opus with Gary Wright and Mike Harrison. I think Gary Wright has died this past week. I'm pretty certain he did. Here we are, 8th of September 1967. This is the song, not the one that Black Sabbath made. This is the one that Spooky Tooth popularised. Guy Darrell, Evil Woman. And we'll dedicate this to Claudine.
I should have started running, evil woman. Oh, woman, I offer to you my soul. You ran it over hot coals, the evil woman. Oh, woman, I thought you were a blessing, but when I caught you missing,
Slumped. Bent has slumped.